Unit 4. Exercise 12. Story.
The Grant family will never forget their first night in Scotland. Everything went wrong. First, their plane from London was very late. When they landed at Inverness Airport, it was 10 o'clock, so it was getting dark. Then one of their bags wasn't there. And finally, when they wanted to hire a car, Mrs. Grant couldn't find her driving license. "It's okay," Mr. Grant said. "I have mine." "I don't think that anything else can go wrong tonight," Mrs. Grant said when they left the airport in the car. But she was wrong. Mr. Grant drove onto the road and other cars started to hoot. "Dad, you have to drive on the left," the kid shouted from the back. Mr. Grant stopped quickly, and luckily nothing happened. They all felt a bit stressed. The Grants drove to Inverness, and they looked for the road to Dawes, the village where their B&B was. But this wasn't so easy because it was dark. Mrs. Grant looked for the map of Scotland, but they remembered that it was in the missing bag, with the GPS.
"Dawes is near Loch Ness, so let's find the road that goes to the lake," Duncan suggested.
And that's what they did.
They soon saw a sign to Loch Ness.
"Things are looking better," Mr. Grant thought to himself. Then the rain started. It was Highland rain, very, very heavy. The night was dark now, and the road was narrow and winding, with lots of bends. So it was very difficult for Mr. Grant to drive. After 20 minutes, the Grants began to worry. Dawes is only about 10 miles from Inverness. But they couldn't find a village. Only the dark road, woods and fields.
"Things can't get worse than this," Mrs. Grant told herself.
But they could. What happened next? The windscreen wipers on the car stopped working. "I have to stop," Mr. Grant said. "We have to find someone who can help us." Luckily, there was a car park beside the road.
"Let's ring the McDonald's. Maybe they can help us," Mrs. Grant said.
But guess what? Mrs. Grant's mobile phone didn't work because there was no signal in the mountains.
"Let's try yours, Abby. It's a better phone," her mum said.
But it didn't work either.
"What'll we do now?"
Abby asked herself in the back of the car. It was after 11 o'clock and everybody was tired.
"Maybe we can stop a car," Duncan said.
But there were no cars. Then Mrs. Grant saw something that looked like a light.
"Look, I think there's a building over there," she said, and she jumped out of the car.
Mr. Grant went too. They ran in the heavy rain to the end of the car park and came to an open door. An old man in a kilt was standing at the door. The Grants told him about their problems.
"Ugh, come in. You can stay here for the night," he said in a strong Scottish accent.
The Grant family came into the big old house. The old man took them up the big stairs and showed them a room with four beds.
"Make yourselves comfortable," he said, "and when you're ready, come downstairs and join our little party."
Duncan and Abby were very excited.
"This is a real Scottish castle," Duncan said. "I wonder if it's haunted," Abby said and laughed.
"There's no such thing as ghosts," her mum answered. The family went downstairs. They heard some Scottish music and they followed it. They opened a door and saw a great sight. There was a big kitchen with a warm fire. Musicians were playing music. People were chatting and dancing, and there was a big table that had lots of food on it.
"Enjoy yourselves,"
the old man shouted across the room to them. The Grants joined the party. They talked, enjoyed the food, and danced too.
Our family left Scotland more than 200 years ago and went to Canada, Mr. Grant told some people.
Then you're welcome home, the old man said.
The Grants went to bed very late, after midnight. When they woke up the next morning, the sun was shining. They went downstairs, but the place was empty. In the light of the morning, the castle looked older and lonelier. They called the old man, but there was no answer. When the Grants went outside to their car, they heard the lonely music of the bagpipes. In the distance, they saw a piper. He was standing on the walls of the castle near a beautiful lake. He turned and waved to the family. It was the old man. The Grants waved too and shouted, "Thanks!" But the old man just started to play his pipes again. The Grants drove back to Inverness, and they found the right road to Dawes. They arrived at Lochside Bed and Breakfast at about 11 a.m., and the MacDonalds were waiting for them. They told them the story of the old man and the castle. But the MacDonalds were puzzled. They didn't know this castle. When they looked at a map, Mrs. Grant put her finger on Urquhart Castle, on the other side of the lake.
I think that's the place that we visited last night, she said.
I don't think so, Mrs. MacDonald said. Urquhart Castle has been a ruin for more than 300 years.
But do you know something interesting? Mr. MacDonald said.
The last family who lived at Urquhart Castle was the Grant family.
The Grants from Canada were very excited.
Let's go and see Urquhart Castle today, Abby said.
In the afternoon, they parked their car in the car park of Urquhart Castle. It looked like the car park that they used the night before, but they weren't sure. They went to an office and they bought tickets. They didn't see that the night before. Then they walked around the ruins. It really was an old castle, about 1,500 years old. It was beside Loch Ness, and it was a very beautiful place.
So maybe our family came from here a long time ago, Mr. Grant said.
Yes, I can feel the ghosts of the Grants here, Duncan said with a smile. There's no such thing as ghosts, the others answered and laughed.